Chapter 7. Just keep walking. Darcy repeated the words to herself as she rushed away from Bluford. She wished the school and all the people she knew there could just disappear, but there was no escape, not even at home. There, she'd have to deal with her parents and the questions Jamie would ask her about what just happened. She felt trapped. Without slowing down, Darcy walked right by her house and headed straight to the cemetery where her grandparents were buried. She needed to see Grandma. Passing through the main gates, Darcy saw an old woman place a bundle of flowers in front of a weathered headstone. She watched as the woman spoke quietly to herself and raised a tissue to her eyes. Darcy remembered a time years ago when she'd visited the cemetery with Grandma. They'd gone to put flowers at Darcy's grandfather's grave. He died of a heart attack when Darcy was 5. "The Lord works in mysterious ways, Angel Cake," Grandma told her then. "Your grandfather's been gone 6 years already. Rest his soul. There was a time when I used to say I wouldn't want to live without him. But now, I see if I weren't here, I'd have missed being with you, Jamie, and your mother," Grandma confessed as she rested the flowers on the ground. Darcy remembered the day well because it was the only time she saw her grandmother cry. "As you get older, you start seeing that everything happens for a reason. Sometimes even the worst things turn out to be blessings in disguise. Heck, if we didn't have rain, we couldn't enjoy the sunshine, right, Angel Cake?" Grandma had asked her. There was a smile on her face that was both sad and beautiful at the same time, a smile Darcy could still see when she closed her eyes. On that day, Darcy wasn't in the mood to be happy. Dad's loss was still fresh then, and it had felt like a death in the family, but Grandma's words made it a little easier, even if Darcy didn't fully believe or understand them. "If only Grandma was here now," Darcy thought as she approached the familiar granite headstone. Though it had been just a few months since Grandma passed away, the blanket of grass over her grave had already grown in so much that it nearly matched the surrounding ground. Another month, and it would blend in with the hundreds of other graves that stretched in quiet rows in the corner of the city. Darcy sat down and ran her hand across the warm granite and traced her fingers along the words etched in the stone. Annie Luella Duncan, beloved wife, mother, grandmother. Birds chirped in trees overhead as Darcy began talking, telling Grandma about the trouble with her friends, the arguments with her parents, and her fears about the future. "I just don't know what to do," she admitted, shaking her head as if Grandma was sitting in front of her, listening to every word like she used to. "It feels like everything is just falling apart and I can't stop it. I miss you so much." Darcy was crying softly when she suddenly heard footsteps. She quickly wiped her eyes and looked up to see Jamie. She must have followed her all the way from school. Their eyes met for a few seconds, and Darcy hoped her sister wouldn't say something stupid or expect her to talk about what happened. Jamie seemed to understand. Without a word, she sat down and put her arm on Darcy's shoulder. The two were still for a long time before Darcy said what was on her mind, something the day's drama and the silence of Grandma's grave slowly taught her. "We're not kids anymore," Darcy said. Jamie nodded thoughtfully. Maybe Jamie didn't fully understand. Not yet, Darcy thought. But they were the truest words Darcy could say about what had happened. Images of Mom yelling at Dad, the plate shattering on the floor, and Hakeem kissing Anika poured through her mind as she continued. "Everything that happens from now on, we have to deal with it. Grandma's not here to take care of it for us." "No one is," Darcy added. "Don't forget about Mom and Dad," Jamie replied. "They're here for us. Sort of." Darcy glared at Jamie but didn't say anything. She knew in her mind that her parents were in trouble, that money problems and the stress of the new baby were taking a toll on them, but she didn't have the heart to tell Jamie what she was really thinking, that the days ahead were going to be difficult, that things would have to change in order for the family to survive. In the past, Grandma had stepped in and made the world right, but she was gone. Who would step up next? Nearby, a young couple placed a tiny American flag in front of a newly dug grave. "Sometimes, even the worst things turn out to be blessings in disguise." Darcy heard Grandma's words echo in her mind, and she prayed they would be true. But as she looked to the future and thought of her friends and family, she couldn't see how. Darcy took a deep breath as she got closer to the house. Jamie was right behind her. They had walked back from the cemetery together without a word. Darcy knew that they were both wondering the same thing. Had Dad come home? The house was silent when they entered. Darcy knew right away it was empty, though she could smell Dad's cologne in the air. He must have been there not long ago. A note had been left on the kitchen counter. Spread across it were four $20 bills. Darcy pushed the money aside and picked up the note. Jamie came close to read it with her.
"Maddie, I took the job at Empire Cabs. I'll be working days at the store and nights on the road. This is how we'll take care of things until I find something better. The money's yours, one night of tips. You can trust me. Carl."
"See, he didn't leave," Jamie said, a smile of relief on her face. "He's not going anywhere, Darce. He just got a new job, that's all." But Darcy's eyes were on something else that troubled her more than any note. Next to the kitchen sink, sitting on the counter, was an empty brown beer bottle. Darcy picked it up and noticed it still contained a few drops of beer at the bottom. The sight made her head spin. Just before Dad left, years ago, he started drinking heavily. Darcy could remember the odor on his breath, the loud way he talked, the smelly beer bottles he started leaving around the house. When he first came back to the family, he told them how drinking had helped him throw his life away. He'd said it again months ago when Darcy's Aunt Charlotte came over for dinner and offered him a glass of fancy wine.
"No thanks, Charlotte. I'm not touching that stuff again," he declared. "Me and alcohol don't mix well."
Now, he was going back on his word. "It's not what you're thinking, Darcy," Jamie said quickly, though her face looked as if she'd seen a ghost. "I mean, Dad wouldn't do that again." "Well, what else could it be?" Darcy replied, throwing the bottle away. "Maybe he just had some friends over or something," Jamie suggested. "Or maybe he's drinking again," Darcy cut back, wishing it weren't true. Just then, Darcy heard a car outside. She peered through a window to see her mother pulling up. Quickly, Darcy folded up the note and put it back on the counter.
"We can't tell Mom about this," Jamie said, her eyes focused on the bottle. "She'll lose it again."
"Well, we can't just lie to her," Darcy insisted. "This is important, Jamie. She has a right to know." Jamie looked out the window and rubbed her forehead as if she were in pain.
"Look, Darcy, don't go crazy. This isn't new. I found a few of them."
"What? And you never said anything?" Darcy yelled, unable to believe her ears. She remembered the bottle on the steps last night and Dad's late night walks. He had been drinking again. Not only had her friends been keeping secrets, but her own sister had too.
"How could you hide something like that from us after all he did?"
"I knew you'd flip out, that's why. You'll go crazy and Mom will act like it's the end of the world, and things will just get worse around here."
"Look, it's not a big deal, it's just beer," Jamie replied, avoiding Darcy's stare.
"If it's not a big deal, you wouldn't be keeping it a secret from me or Mom," Darcy said.
Jamie hid the bottle deep in the trash can.
"You're trying to protect Dad, aren't you? You're always on his side."
"No, it's not that," Jamie paused, struggling for words.
"I'm trying to protect us, Darcy. I just want things to be okay. No more screaming and yelling, you know? If Mom finds out about this, I'm scared what she'll do. I'm scared of what will happen."
Darcy knew Jamie meant what she said. but the idea of lying to her mother seemed so wrong. Outside, a heavy car door slammed. Mom would be walking through the door in seconds. I'm scared too, Jamie. But if you have to lie just to keep the peace, what's the point? I mean, what kind of family are we if the only thing that holds us together is a lie? Jamie shook her head. Please don't tell her, Darcy, she said, desperation in her voice as if she was begging. Don't do it, please. The front door opened then, and Darcy heard heavy footsteps moving closer. Girls? Carl? Anyone here? Darcy could hear the weariness in her mother's voice. We're in the kitchen, Mom, Darcy said. Across from her, Jamie shook her head. Don't do it, she whispered. Darcy took a deep breath and tried to think of a gentle way to tell the truth just as her mother stepped into the kitchen. Did your father call? Mom asked, walking slowly toward the counter. Darcy knew by the way she moved that her feet were sore and her back was aching. Did either of you see him? Darcy looked at Jamie and then at Mom. For a second, she couldn't speak as she stared at the dark circles beneath her mother's eyes and the wrinkles that stretched across her forehead. If it were possible, Darcy could swear Mom had aged 5 years since she saw her this morning. I didn't see him, but he left a note, Darcy answered finally. Jamie handed Mom the note along with the money. Mom read it, took a deep breath, and sighed. For a second, she looked as if she was about to collapse with relief. Everything's okay, Mom, Jamie said. He was just at work, that's all. He's a stubborn man, but I guess I can't fault him for trying to do the right thing, Mom said, rereading the note and putting the money in her pocket. I don't want him driving a cab in the middle of the night, but I was wrong to come down so hard on him, and I was wrong to put you two in the middle of it. I'm sorry, she confessed, looking more exhausted than ever. And Jamie? Without another word, Mom embraced Jamie and whispered something in her ear. The two hugged quietly, and then Mom reached an arm around Darcy. What would I do without you two? She sighed. Darcy glanced at Jamie's tears and then at her mother's tired face. There was no way she could tell her about the beer bottle hidden nearby. Sure, it was a lie, and by keeping silent she was adding to it, but it seemed crueler to tell Mom the truth in such a state. Doing so would shatter her like a piece of glass. But Dad's secret couldn't last forever. Her mind turned to her own friends, and how just hours ago, the truth tore them all to pieces. Dad's problem would do the same thing to her family. Everything okay with you girls today? Mom asked. I got so caught up, I forgot to ask you about your first day of school. I had the greatest first day, Mom, Jamie said, explaining all the details Darcy had already heard. Mom yawned and rubbed her temples when Jamie finished. She turned to Darcy then. And what about you? She said. I bet it was great seeing Hakeem and the rest of the gang again. Darcy couldn't raise her eyes or look at her mother's face. In her mind, she thought of the new baby resting in Mom's belly. She knew the truth would destroy everything, and a simple lie could give them all peace, at least for a little while. It was nice, Mom, Darcy said finally, deciding to keep the peace for another day. Just like old times, she added, escaping down the dark hallway to her room alone.